Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey there. We haven't talked in a few days. Let's take a look at the waiver wire next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Wednesday, September 14th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And let's start off with some waiver wire pitchers. We have a group of three. Trevor Rogers was strong once again. He looks like he's back, Scotty. Up against the Rangers, 6 1/3, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts, 18 swinging strikes. He's got a 2.98 ERA in 3 starts since returning from the IL. John Gray made his return. He was against the Marlins. He went 3 2/3, 1 unearned run with 5 strikeouts. And then Bailey Falter had another solid outing. He was also at the Marlins, 6 innings, 1 run, 4 strikeouts. How do you rank those three? Falter, John Gray, and Trevor Rogers.
I would rank them Trevor Rogers, followed by John Gray, followed by Bailey Falter. Falter is easily last place here because he may only have 1 start left with Zach Wheeler on the verge of returning, and it's against the Braves. And I think Falter's the least talented of the three, though he's obviously been pretty impressive recently. I'll put Rogers ahead of Gray, both because Gray is still building up. He only went 3 2/3 innings in his return from the IL. He didn't have any sort of rehab assignment after a long layoff. I think he's good, but does he have enough time to build up quickly enough to make a substantive difference in fantasy, especially since this is already a 2-star week for him, so there may not be any more of those in his future. But also, I rank Trevor Rogers number one because he was amazing in this start on Monday. It was the start I was waiting to see to be convinced that he was all the way back. He got a ton of whiffs on both the fastball and changeup. Pretty good Rangers lineup he beat. And his 3 starts since returning from the IL have been his best all season. So I think Rogers is back to form. It's nice to see.
Would you drop Reed Detmers for Trevor Rogers? And John Gray.
Yes, I would drop Detmers for both. Detmers has given up 4 runs in 3 of 4 now. And this was supposed to be a gimme matchup for him going against a Guardians lineup that's the second worst against left-handed pitchers. So don't have a lot of trust in Detmers right now.
All right, waiver wire pitchers part 2. More so streamers in deeper leagues, but Adrian Sampson outdueled Jacob deGrom here on Tuesday. He went 6 shutout with 3 strikeouts, and I'm not convinced that he's that great of a pitcher, but it looks like he is at the Marlins and the Pirates next week, so just fantastic matchups. Same thing with his teammate Javier Assad. He went 6 innings, 1 run, 6 strikeouts at the Mets, and looks like he is at the Pirates next week as well. And then a Diamondback, Ryan Nelson. He was very impressive once again against the Dodgers. He went 6 shutout with 6 strikeouts. And the only problem with him is that he has the Padres this weekend. You know, if you start him on a 2-start week, then you're already locked in. But he's at the Dodgers again next week. So tougher matchup there. Scott, what do you think about these three in deeper leagues? Sampson, Assad, and Ryan Nelson.
Well, I'd like to get excited about Ryan Nelson because this has been a great couple of turns here, shutting down 2 great offenses, the Padres and especially the Dodgers. But the fact he's going to face them again in his next 2 starts, that doesn't work in his favor. They've already seen him, and you imagine things are going to go better. Also, Nelson, not great numbers in the minors this year. Now, it was AA, AAA for the Diamondbacks, really hitter friendly, and that probably had something to do with it. Having seen him pitch now in the majors, I mean, the stuff looks legit. Ryan Nelson, if nothing else, he's put himself on the map as a potential sleeper for next year, but I don't know that I'm ready to trust him. And those other two, Adrian Sampson, Javier Assad, I just, even though the matchups are good, they're not going to give you strikeouts, and I'd have to be really desperate for volume, I think, to use them.
All right, let's wrap up with one waiver wire outfielder, Oscar Gonzalez, who we talk about quite a bit, but he just remains hot. He went 2-for-4 with his 8th home run, and he's only 43% rostered. He's got 7 games next week. Scott, would you drop Corbin Carroll, who is not playing against lefties? He's got tough matchups next week for an Oscar Gonzalez.
I would. Yeah. Oscar Gonzalez has been productive recently. The power is beginning to show up more. He's elevating better. And I mean, Corbin Carroll is a great talent, but the Diamondbacks are obviously looking to preserve his at bats here down the stretch, not wanting him to exceed 130, wanting him to have rookie eligibility next year so they could possibly score a draft pick based on that. And they're sending him against left-handers as a way of doing that. Bunch of lefties on the schedule for the Diamondbacks. Tough matchups anyway. Yeah, give me Oscar Gonzalez over Corbin Carroll.
All right, yeah. Hard to argue with that. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.